Okay, so quick word that just came to me. I'm thinking about like self-care, right? Because I'm in a phase right now where I have been sick off and on, or a member in my house or one of my kids have been sick for like the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I am like drained and depleted from not only taking care of them, making sure they're good, making sure they're healthy, making sure they're getting all their meds and nutrition and rest and all the things that they need to feel better, but also trying to make sure that I'm recovering, that I'm feeling better, and then I can get back to 100% as well. It makes me think about life, right? For most of you guys that know me know that I highly prioritize self-care. Like, that's one thing that I do not play with because sorry, I'm in the car. I've experienced burnout in the past, and that's something that I am dedicated to never putting myself in the position of experiencing again. It is no fun. It led to a bout of depression, and I've never experienced depression in my life. But trying to please everyone and do all the things for everyone, it led to me being completely burned out. I didn't want to answer my phone. I didn't want to look at my phone. The notifications of a text message or a message on Instagram would give me heart palpitations. And all the things that were on my to-do list, all the emails, like I just couldn't look at them anymore. It got to the point where I was functional enough to be able to take my kids to school, be able to feed them and stuff like that. But other than that, I was in the bed. And it was like weeks for me. Fortunately, it was only weeks for me. And I realized that I needed to hit the pause button. I needed to make sure that I was taking more time to prioritize myself first. So, people that know me know that I practice and I preach taking care of yourself, loving yourself, putting yourself first. Because if you're not putting yourself first, it is impossible to take care of the people that you love, the people that you want to support, and the people that you want to be there for. I know as someone that is an empath, someone that has a servant heart, it's extremely hard to do, but you have to do it in order to be able to function, in order to be able to function well. That's one of the reasons why I came with the Love Yourself movement, and I think that's something that I'm going to revive because it's still necessary. You know, we still have a lot of people out here that promote that, you know, team no sleep, hustle culture, and really it's toxic. It's killing us. And I think for women, especially for Black women, we've always had this perception that, or teaching even, that we have to be strong, that we have to be able to do all the things, that we have to be able to bend, and we're not gonna break. And it's absolutely false and untrue. And so I really want to do more work surrounding unpacking that and breaking that kind of rule. So one of the things I also thought about while I'm driving in the car is one of the greatest commandments is to love one another as we love ourselves. And that to me indicates order, right? We're doing things out of order when we're putting everyone else ahead of ourselves. When we're loving others ahead of ourselves. It says love one another as you love yourself. That means that you have to be loving yourself first, right? You got to know how to love yourself first before you know how to, and you're able to extend that love to someone else. So if you're listening to this, take it as a sign, you know, to just examine areas where you could be showing yourself more love, more compassion, giving yourself more rest, doing more things for yourself, making sure that your cup is full so that you can pour. Because if your cup is empty, you can't pour from that, right? What kind of stuff are the people that you love and the people that you want to be supportive of gonna get when you're running on E? Right? Exactly. So if no one else tells you today, I love you. And I hope that you take a minute, a few minutes, to love on yourself.